Well, I've interviewed many different people from many different walks of life down the years, from comedians to politicians. Some people might say they're one and the same, but I've never interviewed an anarchist cook before. So we're going to put that right today by talking to George Egg. George, hello, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, first question first, what's an anarchist cook?
Well, I've been a stand-up comedian for about 20 years. And I'm really into cooking. And being a stand-up comedian, you spend a lot of time on the road, staying in hotels. And about 6 or 7 years ago, I just started experimenting with the appliance in the hotel room in a kind of post-gig, adrenaline-fueled, mischievous, sort of anarchic frenzy.
Yeah.
And started, creating some pretty impressive recipes. And so I turned it into a show. So basically the show is a sort of night of stand-up comedy, sort of stroke illustrated lecture, where surrounded by all the appliances you'd find in a regular hotel room, I make a three-course meal, which the audience get to try at the end.
So what we're talking about here is trouser presses and irons and things, is it?
Exactly, yeah. I've got irons, kettle, trouser press, of course, mini-bar fridge, hairdryer, and then all the other sort of, all the things you get, you know, your little sort of tea-making facilities and your little UHT milks and then getting quite sort of creative with all those.
Now, I have seen some video footage of you doing this, and it is extremely funny, but it's fascinating too. And I'm guessing that your audiences must be surprised at what the end result is, because you wouldn't think you could make anything edible from those things, would you?
No. Well, that's the thing I think that is nice about the show, is people come away from it saying, oh, you know, that was really unusual and innovative and silly and funny. But then genuinely going, could you tell me, though, what's the recipe for the fish? Because actually it's really nice. So I think people are, you know, it hits sort of lots of notes with people. So you'll get a comedy audience, but you'll also get a foodie audience. Because, you know, I really am genuinely into cooking. A lot of people come up to me afterwards and say, are you a trained chef? I say, well, I'm not, but I'm so passionate about it. You know, that's how you can really tell on stage that you're into what you're doing. And so it kind of, you know, you come away with loads, not just being inspired and having had a laugh, but actually going, oh, you know, now I know how to make a really good pancake recipe.
And the thing is, I mean, over the years, I've worked as a promoter with a range of comedians, and I know those that do it sort of word for word, night after night, exactly the same, and those that it can vary. And I'm guessing that this probably is a bit different from night to night, because you won't know exactly how things are going to turn out, will you?
No, well, I mean, because I'm touring the show round, the recipe is the menu, as it were, is the same for each show. I mean, there's slight variations. I've done, you know, I'll add an ingredient here and sort of, you know, slightly sort of change the technique, but generally it's the same menu, and it's funny. I mean, I've got so good at it, I fillet a fish on stage, and when I was started the show, first of all, you know, I'd have to be a bit multitasking, kind of saying something and then going, sorry ladies and gentlemen, I've just got to focus on what I'm doing for a minute. But now I can fillet a sea bass without even looking at it while delivering the lines that I have to just through practice.
Now, I'm quite a fan of James Martin. Well, he's not on Saturday Morning Kitchen anymore, but they have a range of presenters. That seems to me, if you haven't already, that you ought to be on that programme. Should we start a campaign?
I think we should definitely start a campaign. I would love to. It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just think the whole thing is... And you've done you've won awards for this. I mean, you've won a Fringe Award at Edinburgh last year. I mean, that's quite something,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, last year I got the Spirit of the Fringe Award. It was ridiculously successful at Edinburgh last year. It was mad. I sold out the entire run. And then I went back this year just for three shows and sold those out as well. It seems to really... interest people. When I walked around Edinburgh and was just handing out flyers, just so quickly get into conversations with people, because they go, you know, you just start telling them about the show and they're really really fascinated.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about the Fringe is you've got to be a bit off the wall, a bit different, but not so different that people won't actually come and see the show. And you sell out up there, so you've done very well. Now, let me just give our listeners the details. So you're at the Watermark in Ivybridge on Friday the 21st of October. It's an 8 o'clock start, and that's an opportunity to see an anarchist cooking using only the equipment and things that you would find in a hotel room. George, it's lovely to talk to you today. And I know you're off to Estonia next. What do you think they're going to make of you?
I've absolutely no idea. No idea what to expect at all. I suppose the thing is, because I've done it abroad quite a few. I've been to Norway with it and New Zealand and Holland as well. And I suppose because everyone eats, everyone cooks, everyone finds themselves in a situation where they go, oh, I want something nice to eat tonight, but I don't want to go out or I don't want to spend loads of money. And so I suppose it just kind of translates internationally.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll like it. They might be just utterly appalled. It might be the most offensive thing ever in Estonia to misuse the hotel room appliances.
they may worship the trouser press over there. You never know. But anyway, George, it's lovely to talk to you and have a great time in Estonia and a good night here at the Watermark in Ivybridge when it comes around on the 21st of October.
I will. Nice to talk to you.